We're joined today by three Brisbane cartoonists who are using crowdfunding as a way to finance their comic projects. Throughout October 2012, Zach Smith-Cameron, Alexis Sugden and Stuart McMillan will be using Possible to finance their new projects. And they're relying on you, dear listener, to help out. The projects range from a manga compilation to a graphic novel fiction to a non-fiction examination about drug addiction. It's really showing what Brisbane cartoonists are capable of. We're very pleased to have them join us on the show today. Guys, welcome to the book club.
G'day, Sky. How you doing?
Hey, how you going?
Hello.
So we'll just start. We'll go from my left and talk about the various projects. Zach, yours is Ashcan, which is a manga-influenced project with a number of contributors, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. Ashcan is a project we've been doing for a couple of years where it's a way for people to publish their work for free and get out there a bit more. Mm-hmm. Iron Style is the new publication we're doing, which is the manga, and with that we're sort of trying to expand a bit and try some new things.
Okay, so Ashcan, as it is currently an online...
No, we published that one as well. Awesome. Yeah, in print, yeah, definitely.
Cool. And how many contributors do you have to the new one?
Yeah, sure, the new one, because you've got your writers and your artists, I think you've got about maybe around 10 to 12. I should know the exact number off the top of my head, but, you know, there's a few of us doing it, so yeah.
Okay, and that includes your own work?
I am doing the lettering for two of the comics, and I did the cover for one, so and I'm putting the whole thing together. So I did do a couple of things, but not as much as some of these other guys, which is why I'm keen to do the Possible stuff, to pay them, yeah.
And Alexis, your project, which I believe is already doing quite well in your campaign fundraiser, but we definitely want people to be aware of it, is called My Sister's Voice, and the Possible campaign has a number of the pages up there. It looks really cool, quite a more sort of highbrow, indie style approach, I guess. Can you tell us a bit about your project?
Yeah, it's kind of highbrow because I always take myself way too seriously because every relationship I've had with a comic that I've read has been really personal, and all the personal stories are the ones I like the most. So I tried to put a lot of not personal experiences but personal emotions into this. So it's a fictional story, and there's like a mother-daughter relationship, a relationship between two sisters, and a relationship between a girl and her grandmother. So a lot of female relationships that you don't usually see in comics and animation.
And Stuart, yours is Rat Park, and it's looking at the science of drug addiction.
Yeah, it's a title that lets the mind wander a bit, doesn't it?
So,
it's about the science of drug addiction. I tend to do non-fiction comics about scientific experiments which have been done, or other socially relevant things.
I saw one of yours recently, actually. I think it was on the war on drugs. I saw someone link it online, which was very cool.
Yeah, so my website is stumcm.com, which is just short for stuartmcmillan.com. And yeah, so that one was just comparing the current drug prohibition laws with the alcohol prohibition that the United States had in the 1920s, and basically all of the unintended consequences that came from making alcohol illegal, which in my opinion sort of went beyond the problems that the chemical of alcohol itself caused. Mm-hmm. So the proposed comic that I'm looking at the moment is about a series of interesting experiments that were done onto rats, which tried to unpack a lot of the conceptions of drug addiction that we had through earlier animal experiments.
Cool. So three very different projects. What brought you all together in this particular campaign and idea?
I think Stuart was the catalyst in a way. Do you want to explain maybe?
Yeah, well, I'd had a little bit of dealings with Zach before because I was actually in one of Zach's earlier Ashcan compilations. Mm. And I noticed that the very same day that I put my Rat Park crowdfunding project on Possible.com, Zach had his launch of his Iron Style crowdfunding campaign. So I pretty much emailed Zach and said, well, this is an interesting coincidence. How about we try and get together and make something of this? And then we looked over and saw that Alexis had her My Sister's Voice project up there at the same time as well. So we thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting if the three of us got together and tried to show the diversity of Brisbane's comics? It's pretty much hard to find three different projects which are more different to us. So we've got my non-fiction ones, Alexis's fiction comic, My Sister's Voice, and then compared to our Western style art, we've got the Eastern manga influence of Iron Style. So we're just trying to represent what comics are all about in Brisbane.
So the benefits of Possible and of crowdfunding, obviously, you know, you're all creating anyway, you all have previous works out there, but there's always the challenge of money. So is the benefit of this, is it's effectively pre-sales in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's allowing you to not have to front that cash or find, you know, the thousands of dollars it takes to do a full print run and then find the interest. You can make sure you have the interest before and not go horribly into debt just to let people see your creativity.
Yeah, I'm trying to do comics and cartooning as my main activity to, you know, fund my life at the moment. And basically what this means is by using crowdfunding, I can tap into my existing reader base and get the funds to make this comic Rat Park a priority, as opposed to having to do other commercial commission cartooning jobs and having to raise the funds indirectly to finance my personal stories.
Well, I mean, like, we have already done the work. I mean, it's our comic, it's done, and I've actually already got the printer ready and I've got the money sitting there. Like, we're usually okay for stuff like that, but I feel like a lot of people in Brisbane across all creative pursuits tend to do stuff for free. Like, and you'll find that of so many people because, you know, the passion, we love to do it and it is great, but, you know, wouldn't it be nice to get paid as well for the hard work that we do? So, I mean, I'm not going to earn any money off the Possible. It's going all to the people who've done the work, and I feel like that's really important that they, you know, get paid for their time. Because the idea of Ashcan and Iron Style is that it gives people the experience of working with a publisher and that sort of process. So I guess I want to give them, you know, the reward at the end as well, which would be really nice.
Well, yeah, my whole comic is already complete and this Possible is just to get money for the printing. And I did it all in my free time for no money. So it would be great. It's been really great to be able to have these pre-sales so that I can get comics to people without falling horribly in debt.
I know in addition to being able to pre-purchase the comics, there's also other levels where you can get bonuses. I know, Alexis, with yours, there's, I think, 4 options available where you'll draw a full page of one of the characters in the comic.
Yeah, I have a couple of commission options. There's black and white ink on paper, which is traditional, and there's also full-color digital Photoshop work. And you can request a character of your choice or have a portrait done. As long as it's a person, it's, you know, that's within the realms of what I'm able to do.
Mm. And Stuart, you were talking before about commissions and the need to do commissions. Is that really a strong part of being able to fund comics? It's not necessarily always through the comic art itself, but it is through sort of extensions on that.
Yeah, I guess it depends how much you're willing to introduce advertising to your website and do other things like that. Up until now, I've been preferring to keep the comics on my website relatively commercial free and just purely from my creativity, and just kind of use that to build a name for other work from commercial people who might want to use my style for their work. So yeah, I've been trying a lot of things over the last 12 months to make this work for me as a job or as a living, and this is the latest one, which I haven't so much tried before, which is seeing whether people are interested in, first of all, funding the comic itself, and second of all, getting some printed copies of my comics, because this is the first time I've actually either had printed comics or greeting cards or t-shirts, posters. I haven't had any of that available until now, so this is another part of the experiment that I've been doing in the last 12 months.
Zach, you've been on the other side of the fence in many ways, though, with Ashcan having had multiple printed editions.
Yeah, sure.
How have you guys sustained it over the time? Just the passion and the preparedness to work for free, effectively?
Well, like, in a way, I mean, you know, we kind of just, if you assume that you're not going to make any money out of it and work on enthusiasm, I think people feed off that energy, and that's a really positive thing. We did originally start by the three of us who originally began just putting the money forward for the print, which wasn't really a huge deal. And we sold them all. So we were like, oh, you know, that was great. But then, you know, we have launches for each issue. And now we do things like workshops for kids at libraries, teach them to draw superheroes and stuff like that. And, you know, we do a couple of different things to try to fund printing or whatever sort of aspect of, you know, Ashcan we decide is going to be, you know, a great way to promote it or move it forward or just do more work. But yeah, you know, we found a way to bring money in, and it's been a good thing.
Well, just step back a bit from the immediate projects. What's brought you all into where you are? What inspired you to do comic art?
Well, I always loved comics. Like, I really loved to read as a kid, and I'd go to the library all the time, and there were these graphic novels which were definitely for people much older than me. I think I was about 12. But that was part of what made them really exciting and really just interesting, because it's like, oh, wow, what is this whole new world? It's visually amazing, and these stories are unlike anything I've really read before. So that's what introduced me to comics. And when I was in high school, I used to draw all the time, and I had a continuing comic story that I would I'd just make it for my friends, and I put it online as well. And so then when I was done with high school, you have to figure out what you want to do. So I got into animation, and I started off doing just 2D animation, and now I'm doing 3D, so there is less drawing in my work, and it's a collaborative process, which is great, but I really like being in charge of my own creative work. So it's kind of like a promise to myself to make sure I keep doing my own stuff. I have to go home and make sure I keep making comics.
I think my favorite thing about it is, I like comics, don't get me wrong, they're awesome, and I've been reading for years. Oh, I took a little break in my teenage years, but then, just one day I opened up like an Avengers comic or something like that, and I was just like, I remember this, and then ever since then, I've been collecting a lot. But I also, because I draw, I think my favorite thing is when, I'll be at home and I'm like, all right, I'm going to start drawing something, and then, like 2 hours go and you're like, wow, what just happened? And, you were just so into it, and it's just so much fun, and being able to like look at the picture at the end and say, I contributed sort of my stuff to this thing that I love, and doing comics as well as reading them, I guess. So yeah, I just enjoy it. Like, it's just such a fun sort of thing to be a part of. Also being able to talk to other people about it, not only their work, but also what they love, and, doing that with more people and more, it's, a great experience. Yeah.
Well, as for me, I just really like the whole process of, because I'm an artist and a writer of my comics, I really like the idea of encapsulating something which is completely my own work. So, for example, I'm writing all these comics about environmental issues or scientific experiments or social issues that are important to me. I really like the fact that I've done all the research behind it to make sure that I have a really good story to work with, and then getting some really crisp sentences to sort of get my thoughts together, and then some artwork to bring it on home. Because I sort of see myself as a communication specialist more so than a cartoonist a lot of the time. I'm really just trying to get people inside my head in some ways. And yeah, I just really like the idea of being able to look back on the website and just seeing what I was interested in back in May 2012.
All right, well, quick final question. For people who may not be that up on the comic medium, what are your picks? What's your go-to for, you have to read this, when you find out that people aren't aware of it and may not have read it?
Well, I'm more than happy to go first, because I was complaining to my housemate last night about this, that it's super mainstream and it's like one of my favorite, it's my favorite comic. I've been reading it since issue one. And consistently every month, I just cannot wait to read it. It's called Invincible. It's from Image Comics. It's by Robert Kirkman, who wrote The Walking Dead comic. And people probably know the show and everything, and that's pretty popular. But this one's like this really simply sort of like started, I guess, superhero comic with this sort of Superman-esque sort of knockoff character. But it's more about the story and stuff like that. And it's been going for years now. It's up to issue 100 is coming up.
Wow.
I love it so much. And it's super frustrating because, you'll tell people, they're like, yeah, sure. I'm sure it's great. And then, they'll come back to you and go, I did read that. And, it is awesome. What about this and this and this part? And I'm like, that's the best part. And yeah, it's really cool. So that's my pick, Invincible.
I really like introducing people to comics that sort of push the boundaries of what people would consider comics. Mm-hmm. So I'm not so into, say, superhero comics or kind of, what people might associate with comic characters. I really like one such as Mouths by Art Spiegelman, which is actually about the Holocaust in World War II, and it's communicating the experiences of a Jew survivor from the gas chambers. Or maybe Blankets by Craig Thompson, which is about a guy in America in his teenage years sort of growing up in a religious household and sort of finding his first love despite, the forces against him, which is actually an autobiographical story that he's telling. Or even a little bit closer to what I do, there's a guy in the UK called Daryl Cunningham who does some really good exploratory comics on scientific issues and other things like that. He's got a book called Psychology Tales.
I'm not really into superhero comics either. I really like a lot of journal comics and autobiographical stuff. My favorite one of all time is probably Persepolis by Marjane Satrapi, which is just amazing. It's just her life story, and she's from Iran and all the things that happened. There's also an animator called Guy Delisle. I do not know how to pronounce it. He's French-Canadian, and he does a lot of traveling with his work. And I think my favorite of his books was when he went to work in North Korea, which just seems completely insane. I would love to go to North Korea after reading that.
These projects are all available for your funding, and they're all very worthy. You can check them out. We will put the links up on our social media, but I'll tell you them right now. If you've got a pen, Einstyle is at possible.com/Einstyle, or you can check it out through ashcan.com.au. My Sister's Voice is at possible.com/mysister'svoice, all one word. And there is a blog at alexisdraws.blogspot.com. Rat Park is at possible.com/ratpark, all very easy, which is nice. And the main website is stuartmcmillan.com, or possibly stumc.com.
MCM.com.
MCM.com. And as I said, we will put links up. So Zach, Alexis, and Stuart, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks
very much, Sky.
Thanks for having us.